Yesterday, the Chicago Bears and Indianapolis Colts won the NFC and AFC championships, respectively. But while much of the country was still absorbing that news, an announcement earlier today from Texas that could steal quite a bit of the Super Bowl limelight. Bill Parcells announced that he's retired as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Parcells is among the most respected coaches in the business, a two-time Super Bowl winner who's considered certain to be elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Both of his Super Bowl wins came when he was coach of the New York Giants, and after a Giants playoff win in 1991, he talked about his drive to win.
Winning is better than anything. I mean, it's better than anything I know. And I guess you have to be one of those narrow-minded guys like me to feel that way, but I genuinely do, and I just thank God. I don't know why he chose to bless Bill Parcells like he has, but he did it.
And Parcells went on that year to win his second Super Bowl. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us now from his home in Portland, Oregon. Tom, always good to have you on the program.
Hi, Neil.
The Cowboys season ended in excruciating fashion 2 weeks ago when they muffed the snap on a chip shot field goal that would have won them the game. But Bill Parcells went right back to work right after that. Did this decision come as a surprise?
Yeah, you know, the people who know Bill Parcells didn't just call it a surprise, they called it a shock. And at this point, you know, there's just a lot of speculation about why this happened. As you said, he went right back to work. We don't know what he was doing at work, if he was just miserable as always or plotting his fifth season with the Cowboys. But today, the surprise announcement came. And, you know, like most NFL head coaches, Bill Parcells is extremely guarded in what he says publicly. So there was no tearful press conference where he said, Terrell Owens drove me out of the game or that playoff loss you mentioned ripped my heart out, or Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner, won't give me more money. He just issued a statement saying Dallas is a great city and I'm hopeful that the Cowboys are able to go forward from here. He said, I'm in good health and I feel lucky to have been able to coach in the NFL.
And you mentioned Terrell Owens, one of the better players in the football league, also one of the more distracting players in football.
Yeah, you know, that Bill Parcells, I believe, began the job with white hair, but had he not, his hair would have turned white just with 1 year under Terrell Owens, known as T.O. You know, the shenanigans that he goes through, he's always seeking the limelight and usually always gets it. And it's enough, you know, Bill Parcells is a great coach and he hates it when one player is featured like that. But everyone, you know, loves the soap opera sagas with Terrell Owens and the ranting and raving on the sidelines. And 1 year of that, who knows if that was enough to drive him out.
As you mentioned, no question, Bill Parcells is a great coach, but he had a mediocre record win 4 years with the Cowboys and did not win so much as a single playoff game.
Yeah, you're right. And the expectations are so huge in Dallas. You know, they call the Cowboys America's team. And when he took this job, the expectations were great. The expectations were huge that he was going to do to the Cowboys what he did to those other teams that you mentioned. I mean, he is the only coach in NFL history to take four different teams to the playoffs. No coach in history in the league has shown such a knack for taking reclamation projects and turning them into winners. So he comes to the Cowboys. They had had three straight seasons of 5 wins and 11 losses, and he turned them into a winning team. They had three winning seasons, but as you mentioned, they only got to the playoffs twice. They lost both playoff games. And in Dallas, that doesn't wash. A record of 34 wins and 32 losses, including the two playoff losses, that's not what the expectations were in Dallas.
I guess nobody's going to know until they get a chance to actually talk to Bill Parcells, but he's retired before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's something we should definitely say. Most recently, when he left the New York Jets in 1999, he said something along the lines of, I have coached my last game in football. Write it down. Write it on the chalkboard, whatever you want to say. I have coached my last game. But then, you know, he came back. He obviously wanted to take a shot with Dallas. And, you know, interestingly, there was a very revealing article by Michael Lewis in the New York Times a couple of months ago about Bill Parcells. And he said in that, he talked about how he needs this life that really seems to make him miserable because he's a very gruff guy and gruff demeanor and always looks sad. He said, my whole life I've always had some guys. You got to have some guys. That's probably one of the fears I have when I get older, that I won't have any guys. And sadly, he and his wife of 40 years got divorced several years ago, and his kids are grown, And who knows, at the age of 65, Bill Parcells may miss the guys so much that he'll take another chance on another team.
In the meantime, that news sort of overshadowing, at least for the next couple of days anyway, the news that for the first time ever, two African-American coaches are taking their teams to the Super Bowl. None had ever done that before. So I guess the game itself will take center stage soon enough, Tom. 2 weeks to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Tom Goldman is NPR's sports correspondent. He joined us today from his home in Portland, Oregon. Again, the news that Bill Parcells has resigned as coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.